Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I went north of the border to check out the Toronto Blue Jays. I did a little more in that great city in Canada, but I did check out the Jays, and I picked a good time to do it because they were on fire last week, winning 8 straight games overall, going all the way back to their final game in St. Louis. They played 2 quick games at Busch, lost one 7-3, then they beat the Cardinals 8-1 and took off for Anaheim, where they destroyed the Angels in 4 straight, winning 6-3, 4-3, 6-5, and then 11-10. Then they went home to T-Town at Rogers Center, and they beat the White Sox in 3 straight, 6-5 in the opener, and then 7-3 on Wednesday, and then 8-3 in the afternoon on Thursday. And if you notice, I mean, they are just scoring runs. 8 runs in St. Louis, 6 in Anaheim, 4, then 6, then 11. Then they go home, 6, 7, and 8. Their streak was finally stopped on Friday when they lost to the Twins 9-3. They had won 8 in a row and 8 of 10, and they got themselves right back into the thick of things, you know, winning-wise and race-wise in the AL East. Obviously, heading into Saturday, they were 6.5 back of the Yankees, and they were a half game back of second place Tampa. So the race is on. The chase is on. I can't even fathom that Boston, heading into Saturday, was 12 games back, and the Orioles 16 back. Funny thing, I mean, I don't even think that the Red Sox and Orioles are playing that badly. Boston was 25-27 heading into Saturday, and Baltimore was 10 games under 500, but they've been plenty worse than 10 games under 500 over the last few years. So the AL East is taking shape. The Yankees have the best record in baseball, and Aaron Judge is hitting home runs like crazy. He hit number 20 on Friday. He hit number 21 on Saturday in his first at bat. And I just want to go back to this Jays team. You know what I mean? Like, they were playing great baseball. Like I said, it all ended on Friday when Kyle Garlick and Jose Miranda each hit 2 home runs, and Brian Buxton also hit one deep. And the Twins ended up winning that game on Friday to snap the win streak at 8. And obviously, Springer and Guerrero both hit solo home runs, but the Jays lost the game, only their 4th loss in 16 games. Charlie Montoyo, their manager, said the pitching struggled, we didn't hit, and that's why we lost the game. You know, when I was there, he was talking about, look, when this team gets going with everything, pitching, hitting, and fielding, they are a dangerous ball club, and there's no doubt about that. Springer had his 49th career leadoff home run in that game on Friday. Bichette had a double and scored the tying run on Teoscar Hernandez's single. This guy Hernandez has been incredible, a silver slugger. They were giving out bobbleheads of him on Wednesday night when I was there. In that game on Friday, the Jays only had 4 hits. That ended a streak of 6 games with 10 or more base hits. So I was at that game on Wednesday night when Ryu hurt his forearm and then went on the IL. He's expected to miss multiple weeks And he's going to be replaced in a rotation by Ross Stripling, who I saw pitch the right-hander in his stead. And then Matt Chapman, their third baseman, he had a day off. He was hit by a pitch on Thursday afternoon that bounced off his shoulder and hit the ear flap of his helmet. And then they had right-hander Nate Pearson had mono in his first rehab appearance in Buffalo on Thursday. So he's about ready to come back. I liked watching this team play. It's crazy to me they don't draw. Like, I'm at their games and there's like, I don't know, 22 to 25,000 people there. Obviously, they don't sell out at all. You can walk right up and buy a ticket in 5 seconds. I mean, they get a nice crowd of 25 for most of their games that's decent at best, but they're into them. Everybody's having fun. It's friendly there. They had the roof open at least on Wednesday, and that was pretty cool with the, you know, tower right above the stadium that everybody goes up into the sky, and they go up there. There's like a bar and restaurant up there, and you can walk around and you can stand on a glass floor, and it'll scare the hell out of you. You look down over the baseball stadium and over the city, and it is very steep and scary up there. I gotta tell you, not something I'm into. Not a big fan of heights. But Springer hitting 276. He'd been out of the lineup for the first couple of games that I was there. Vladdy's the man, though. You know, 11 home runs going into the weekend. Springer, 27 RBIs. His on-base percentage, .351. Bichette leads him in hits with 54. But this team is so much more than just what everybody talks about, Bichette, Guerrero. Vladdy Jr. gets all the love. Springer, obviously, for what he's doing. Springer has been all everything in Toronto since he got there. He's already got 10 home runs, 27 RBIs heading into the weekend. Vladdy, 11 home runs, 27 RBIs heading into the weekend. And then I just like the look of the rest of this team. So they had the Santiago Espinal leading off for him. He's playing second base. I kind of think the guy's been exciting. You know, 16 runs, 46 hits, 14 doubles. He's hit 3 home runs. I saw him jack a home run to left center. He's driven in 22 runs. He's had 69 total bases. I mentioned Chapman. I think he's been decent. Going into the weekend, he had 35 hits, 7 doubles, 6 home runs, 20 RBIs, 60 total bases. He'd walked 20 times. They got Lourdes Gurriel, who's obviously a tough player for him, hitting only .235, but he does it all. 38 hits, 11 doubles, couple of home runs, 18 RBIs. They got this guy, Ramel Tapia, playing left field. He's driven in 13 runs. The big, chunky Alejandro Kirk, the catcher, and sometimes DH, has 40 hits, 8 doubles, 3 home runs. I saw him hit a home run, 13 RBIs. Teoscar Hernandez, 14 RBIs, 3 home runs. He's a silver slugger. Danny Jansen was a surprise to me. The catcher who I saw play 7 home runs. And he doesn't play every day, but he's driven in 12 runs. He's had 35 total bases, and he got some pop. He can knock it out of the park. So I kind of like watching this team, seriously. They can score runs. They can get on base. They can drive runners around. They can hit home runs. They're not bad defensively. I think their pitching is better than it looks. Manoah's got a 1.98 ERA. Gausman, who they picked up, Kevin Gausman, a 2.51 ERA. He's 5-3 heading into the weekend. Manoah was 6-1. They got Berrios, who's also got a winning record, 3-2, but his ERA is bloated at 5.62. Your boy, Carver High's favorite, Kikuchi, with a 3.91 ERA. He was 2-2. Heading into the weekend, Stripling's given him lots of work. He's pitched in 13 games, 32 innings, a 4.22 ERA. Ryu has 27 innings. He was 2-0 when he left with the forearm strain the other night with a 5.33 ERA. So they have all these guys, their relief pitchers left and right coming in, like, you know, Phelps and Simber, Richards, all guys that come in and give them work and give them innings. Adam Simber, 6-2 with a 1.99 ERA. He's been great for him out of the pen. Yimi Garcia, a 3 ERA. He's given him 21 innings. Romano, 20 innings. Phelps, 20 innings. Both of those guys, Romano styling with a 2.66 ERA. And Phelps right there as well with a 3.31. I mean, they got all these guys that are pitching well for them out of the pen, keeping the runs down, not allowing a lot. And their starters, you know, Manoa and Gausman, Berrios, Kikuchi have done the job. Stripling will take the place of Ryu. They got all these pitchers that have been performing at a high level for them. Montoyo has to be stoked. If they can get everything going like they were in winning 8 straight, they're going to be a tough team the rest of the way. It's early June. You got all of June, all of July, all of August, all of September to rock and roll, lock and load, and get into the chase with the Yankees in the East. I had fun watching them play the White Sox. I thought Tony La Russa's team looked flat. They weren't scoring. They looked like they were going through the motions. They've been overrated this year that they were going to run away with a Central. That's not happening. They're not playing good baseball at all. But it was fun being at Rogers Center. Hard to get a cab, hard to get an Uber leaving there. I was walking like a champ going back to the hotel, but it is what it is. I enjoyed going there. Fun being north of the border. Had a blast. And I'd do it again. I've done a lot of these trips to different ballparks. I always enjoy going to other places and seeing ball.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.